are now listening to
Hello, everybody. It's Samuel Pierman, and I'm here joined along with these two goofballs right here back after vacation. We're back on Off the Rails. We got Brody over here.
Hello, hello, hello.
Back from his vacation, his cruise in Mexico.
Yes.
How was that? Was that fun?
Yeah, it was really fun. I had a lot of fun. It's very, very pretty out there. Very pretty down there.
Probably prettier out there than it is today. Yeah. Cause, man, it was... Oof.
Just Alabama. It's just Alabama anywhere other than Indiana in January is better.
Yeah, Indiana right now is covered in snow, ice, and it's supposed to get worse. It's supposed to be like 1 degree on Friday.
Yeah, I think there's like, what's it called? A snow surge or something.
Yeah, I don't know. And we don't have Gabe. He's not here.
Gabe is not here.
How sad. So we got another guy.
Yo, coming from the west side, Ben Davis. How y'all doing?
It's Elijah.
And this.
How was your Christmas break?
Man, to be honest, it's been a chill road. You know what I'm saying? I got some time to myself, focus on me, nobody else. And, you know, that was the important part. You know, just making time for yourself and generally, but also time for other people like your family and your close friends and loved ones and all that.
Also making new goals in this new year.
Yes, sir. You know it.
Got any New Year's resolutions?
Oh, man. I guess spending less time on my phone. I'm going to be real with you.
Bro's on his phone right now.
I'm on my phone right now, bro. The only reason why I'm on my phone because, like the school, they took down the internet, you know what I'm saying? And I'm trying to download all my music so I can get through my day. So now I'm trying to get through that process real quick and make it shorter.
Yeah. How much you say you spend on average on your phone?
I can tell you.
I can tell you straight up.
Let me go to my screen time. I can tell you last week. Well, this week so far is 11 hours.
Jesus.
Which is pretty bad.
That's pretty bad. Yeah.
I know.
I'll go here. Okay. Week.
Last week was about 12 hours.
That was average?
Yeah.
Mine was 9.
It went up 5% from the week before that. The week before that was 11 hours.
So December 7th through December 24th, it was 11 hours.
But like I have,
and then it dropped 23% and went to 8 hours. Dang. A day. And it kind of went up a little bit and it went to 9 hours.
I had my lowest throughout the December 17th to the 24th, probably around 8 hours, which is actually pretty amazing. That's actually a really good job. That's really like one.
What's yours?
What's mine?
Well, can you check yours?
I got to figure out how to find it because...
We have Apples, so it's kind of just in the settings.
Yeah, yours just appears. Mine doesn't. It doesn't just show up for me.
What's your most used app?
My most used? It's probably going to be either Instagram, YouTube, or Discord because...
Yeah.
Gotta be able to talk to the homies while you play some games, you know?
Yeah. What is yours? Because we have hour markers on ours we can look at.
Yeah, mine's not showing up. It shows, like, once a week it'll pop up. Like, here's your monthly screen time. And then I have no idea what the chart means because it's just, like, different colored squares. It doesn't actually give me any numbers. I'm very confused. Elijah?
What's your longest app hour?
Longest app hour.
Yeah, what's your biggest app?
This week?
Just from this week or today or whatever.
From this week, I got you.
Yeah, from the moment you woke up to the moment you stood.
I'll say mine. Mine is this week is TikTok, of course.
This week is Instagram.
You be watching Instagram reels?
No, bro. I be texting a lot of people. To be honest,
be networking.
Yeah, I be texting a lot of people because you know what I'm saying.
I'm gonna be honest. I don't know how. But I have 3 hours and 32 minutes on maps.
Already? What?
On maps.
I would say
I need directions to get places. It takes like an hour to get here.
Yeah, but do you not have that memorized?
You need to know your streets, buddy. If you drive here every day.
Yeah, but the thing is that with school and how far I live from here, traffic changes every day. So I type in this and it's like a new way every day. I take a new way to school practically every day.
just have a set path.
It does, but if the set path is closed because there's construction, which there's always construction, then I can't take that.
Then you gotta know a different way then.
That's what maps are for. That's what the Maps app is for.
Or just memorize the places around you. Use your surroundings, my friend.
No. You have a map on your phone. I'm gonna use that.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
It's just it's useful. My biggest is TikTok, which is 7 hours.
Already?
Wow. Yeah.
Already?
Yeah.
The week just started 3 days ago. Oh my gosh.
Well, yeah, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Yeah.
But yeah. You know that's the thing about phones. You get kind of siphoned into it. Reels and TikTok and whatnot.
Yeah.
It's weird. It's like a vortex. You're just like, okay, I'll see one more. Then you see it.
I just can't get off the reels because, like, sometimes they're just like, Instagram reels.
They'd be so funny.
Instagram reels is funny. And then the matter of fact that it's funny, and then the comments make it funnier because people be saying the most outrageous stuff on the Instagram reel comments.
Just how on Instagram?
Like, nobody has a filter.
It is terrifying.
Nobody has a filter. Like, it could be a little kid, bro. I tell you, it could be a little kid. And they would just straight up go brutal in the comments, bro.
You want to know how many hours of Instagram I had last week?
Oh, no.
I was on the cruise, so I can only use Instagram for my socials, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
I had...
Hold on. Let me get a drum roll.
It's like... It's bad. 25 hours, 53 minutes.
That's a whole day. That's more than a whole day.
Yo. For a week. I don't even think it's been that bad for me. I'm going to be...
Well, I was on a cruise. That was the only...
I lied. Never mind. Can I get a drum roll, please?
Oh, Lord. It was so worse, wasn't it?
I ain't going to lie. Last week, 27 hours. Yo.
Oh, my God. No.
You got to get a new hobby, man. You gotta get a new hobby.
Bro, it's like you just get sucked in for hours.
I have to get off my phone. I have to.
Bro.
Dog, go outside. Play in the snow.
There's no... Outside's too cold, man.
Wear a warm jacket, then.
I'm playing 2K now.
But I think the main reason is because I sometimes do be on my phone when I play the game. Like, usually, like, the game is supposed to be a distraction to push me away from my phone. But since... My friends sometimes don't want to be in, like, a party, like, you know, Xbox party, PlayStation party. Since they don't want to be in the party and they want to sit on FaceTime, most of the time I'd be, like, looking at my phone because they're on FaceTime and stuff, so.
I just be having a video on background. I'm not going to lie. I can't, like, focus on a screen unless there's two things going on.
He's got a Family Guy Funny Moments clips going on.
Bro, no, it's not like that. It's just on my lap and just sitting there. I just listen to it.
Never mind. He's just going down and up.
No, it's just listening. I'm just playing the game and listening.
Oh,
it's usually maybe a podcast or something that I listen to when I play the game.
Usually I've got to use something to talk with my friends because they're all on PC.
Yeah.
I'm the only one left with a console. They left me behind. But, you know, you got to take your losses. Got what you do. I mean, I don't stare at my phone all day, but it still counts as screen time for some reason.
I'm going to go back a week the next week. So, okay, yeah. Okay, that looks about right.
Well, Elijah, we know resolution. Use your phone less. What about you, Brody?
My resolution.
Your revolution?
Yeah, revolution.
We're taking out the government. All right.
No, no. My resolution is...
Yes, sir.
My resolution is... I don't know, man. Just kind of, I don't know, be more present in the moment and what I'm doing instead of always worrying about what's going to happen. And I feel like just worrying about Brody instead of worrying about either Sam or Elijah or
live in the now. I get it.
Yeah. And live in my lane.
So basically, it's
stop all, stressing over stuff that I don't need to stress
it's
about.
It's all you.
Yeah. It's on me to do that. That's why it's a resolution, because it's something I can control.
Yeah. Just got to learn how to relax, though. That's an important part. You got to learn how to relax and what relaxes you.
And when to relax.
Because there's a time and a place to get your money up and your funny up. Mm-hmm. People say get your money up, not your funny up.
Listen. Wow.
Get your money up, not your funny up.
All right.
But listen, you just got to know... When to be fun? When to sit back and relax, have a good laugh, smile a bit.
Mm-hmm.
It can't always be, I gotta work, I gotta I got to do something. No. Take a moment. Sit back. Reflect. And then get back. It's time plus.
Breathe sometimes, man. Just breathe.
Just
right.
Breathe sometimes. Elijah, you be breathing?
Nah.
No.
Nah. I never breathe.
Oh, really? Is that why you look so blue right now?
Do I actually look blue right now?
No, I'm just pulling your leg. It's the lighting. It's all the Christmas lights we still got up in here.
Look like a Smurf.
Just a little. But don't think too hard on it. Me, personally, I didn't come up with a New Year's resolution.
No. I just came with that. I just was, like, thinking about what people have told me over a couple weeks, and I just, that's something I need to work on.
Yeah.
What people have told you?
Just people in my family, people in my life, you know. Loved ones.
The ones around us. Yeah, they...
The ones that are real.
They give us a lot of good information. Some good advice, too.
Indeed, indeed, indeed.
Like, holy crap. Oh.
Well, New Year's just start off, I know you're not tapped into the YouTube community, but did you see what happened yesterday?
Yesterday?
Yeah.
I know that Willem Dafoe got...
No.
His star in Hollywood.
He did. Which, didn't also, what was his name from Home Alone, get his star too?
What's his name? I don't remember his name.
I know he got his too.
He got his a while ago, didn't he?
Maybe. I don't
know. Maybe like a month ago.
Yeah, like a month ago. Not very long ago, though.
Well, I don't know what happened yesterday. Give me some insight, Brody, as we transition.
It's not that, like, it's too big. Do you know who MatPat is?
Matthew Pathew? Oh, yeah!
Yeah, he is retiring.
He's retiring.
From YouTube, yeah.
What? How much do you think that channel's gonna sell for?
It's not gonna sell it, no.
I saw that video this morning, and honestly, it was kinda sad, but...
That's what I'm saying. It's like, that's my whole time.
It was sad, but at the same time, it's the right time, because...
He's on top.
He's married. He has a kid.
He's on top. Like, his channels are, like, the most successful they've ever been.
And he noticed that, you know what I'm saying, he can't, like, go outside and live his life without talking about work. It's a difference between, you know, work and outside life. Right. And sometimes people just want to push away from that. If you notice that you can't go a conversation to your wife in general, like you said in the video about not talking about work, then you might have to push away. Even though you're very successful, even though that you know, like, that guy's
got to make millions, man.
Even though you're very successful of everything you do, you've been in the movie that you basically franchised with on your YouTube channel. You've been done everything that you can. A lot of theories. You made a lot of videos. Over millions of subscribers. You did many. You did charities. Everything. You raised millions, hundreds of thousands of dollars for kids. He's done so much in this past 13 years that it might have been time for him to step down and take a role. And it's been like that for other YouTubers and other people that's in not just YouTubing, just in the gaming or other things that people have interest in too. It's just,
yeah,
it's what life goes on about. And sometimes, you know, it's not like he's retiring or anything.
He's not selling his channel, actually.
He's not like he's selling it or just stop, you know, producing videos at all.
So what he's doing is, so he has had people writing for his show. None of the scripts in the last year have been only his scripts. They have been scripts from other people. He's handing the channels hosting job. He still owns the channels. He's still going to be in the background operating. But he's not going to be writing, being in the all of the whole process, because he has to touch everything in the process, because that's who he is. And then he's handing it off to four people for his four channels. And so the writers of that will move on and host those shows.
And he also have big companies also running his channel too.
Yeah, there's like a big company that's running his channel right now.
And he has two kids, by the way. And
does he have two or one?
He has two.
He's two kids.
Oh, I thought he has just the one. Oh.
Yeah, he has
two. Oliver and who else?
It's the other one. Yeah. He has a little girl now.
Yeah.
But he has two kids now, and I don't understand why it's just time to step down. I mean,
he's almost 40.
He's almost 40?
He's 37.
He's 37. It's that, I mean, it's
a long time.
It's basically that time, but it's almost like he's retiring, but he's not retiring. But, you know, it was a great childhood from experience, and we're going to see a lot of that from even more YouTubers to probably come soon. I mean, I probably wouldn't expect it from Markiplier no time soon.
You can't, like, step down and just take give it to a new host, on Markiplier or Jacksepticeye. Yeah,
Markiplier is like
he's a one man person,
yeah. But he has a team. Yeah. Basically, most YouTuber has a team around him. But
eventually, he's a one person man.
He has a wife. We know this.
I don't think he's a wife. I think they're not married.
They're not married yet.
I think they're dating though.
He still has a girlfriend for what, over 10 years now.
Yeah, somewhere around there. It's crazy.
I mean, if you look at PewDiePie, he has kids and a wife now.
And he's not posting as much. It's just life goes on.
That's how it is. But they are now. And I saw this post earlier on my story that, you know, money doesn't make you happier. But I'll tell you one thing. It definitely take the financial stables off your back. And it probably does bring something up into you. Money, the financial stable is what makes you happier. Yeah. I think that's what it is. It's really not the money. It's just taking the financial stable off your back.
Being able to sit back and not have to worry about, oh, no, I got to pay my taxes. Oh, no, yeah. I got to pay the bill. Oh, no. You just be able to have that happen.
Right. Yeah, and it's just all it is. That's how it is for most YouTubers now. They're multi-millionaires. All of the things that they've done over the past year, they don't really have to work anymore. If we really think about it, they can just...
Jacksepticeye could not post anymore, and he would be fine.
They could just go off into the sunset and live a life from the farm field if they want to.
Yeah, completely disappear, making money.
Let's look at Jack. Let's look at Jacksepticeye. Guess what he has? A successful multi-million-dollar coffee brand.
He has a coffee brand?
Yes.
When did he make that thing?
He made that thing in like 2018.
Yeah, I did not hear about
Jack. So yeah, he has a coffee brand that is very popular. He's probably making more off that than he is off his YouTube channel. He could not post anymore, he'd be fine.
Mm.
And it's not just like you look at Logan Paul, Jake Paul and them. Mm. I mean, yeah, those are crazy guys and
there's some crazy fellas,
but and KSI, if you look at them, they're doing multi-millionaire thing. I mean, Logan Paul, he has a company with KSI, and they're now one of the most biggest sports brand drink companies in the whole world. They literally have like athletes sponsoring them, like Patrick Mahomes.
Erling Haaland, if you're a soccer fan.
Patrick, like, that's one of the biggest football. He's the dang near the biggest football player in the NFL. Like, Patrick Mahomes can go around the whole America, and you'll notice him right away. Oh, that's Patrick Mahomes, quarterback for the Kansas City Chiefs. If he sponsors this, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to drink that, too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's business and opportunity. You got to take what you can.
Logan Paul's wrestling for WWE, one of the biggest wrestling.
He's a wrestler now?
Yeah. He's WWE. Is it USA or North American champion?
It's the USA championship. He's a USA champion. Logan Paul has been doing everything. Jake Paul out here earning millions. You can say his fights could be rigged or not, but still at the same time.
He's doing well.
He's making millions off of athlete sporting events, basically. And boxers don't make cheap money. Boxers make money.
Yeah. Because they get into a ring and fight each other.
Right.
Boxers make money. And still, did he lose once or is he undefeated?
He has not lost yet.
He hasn't lost yet.
I don't think. Oh, yeah, he did. He lost to Tommy Fury.
He lost to Tommy Fury.
But, and then one more that is actually, I think, the craziest out of all of these is Markiplier. Markiplier is going into film production, film acting, film production, directing. He's directing his own movie.
Yeah. When is
it? It might come out this, I think it's coming out this year. I don't know. Maybe in February, March-ish, I think.
Okay. All right.
But yeah, it's just a lot of the people, all we thought were just YouTubers, are becoming...
They're
businessmen and actual entrepreneurs.
You know what that means, folks? Quit your job, become a YouTuber.
No.
You'll become way more successful. That's all I'm saying.
Well, it's
one in a million, man.
That, but
it's just something that's crazy because as we get older, like, we're all almost 18.
Hey, I'm 18.
He's 18.
I'm almost 18.
I'm 18 in 6 months.
In 6 months? Woohoo. Congratulations.
But like, we watched these people from our time when we was
I
little.
Was six. I was 6 years old when I found that pack.
Under the age of 10 and under our teenagers years, we watched these people. We watched them in the early, maybe some of these kids, some of these people was maybe 19, 18. Some of them got bigger around their early 20s, maybe mid-20s.
I mean, hey, but that's just how life works.
That's just how life
works.
You
move forward. You get a new chapter.
You know, because, you know, some people, because I'm going to be real with you, if you think about it, nobody thought Mr. Beast would be Mr. Beast who he is today. I'm going to be real with you.
No.
Yeah, I mean, the guy who buried himself underground for several hours, starting to go country to country doing things for charity work. Like,
and the thing is, the man still get hated on.
Yeah, I don't understand that. Like, when he helped
for doing stuff that people really don't do when they make money.
Yeah. I mean, he's doing what you kind of expect a very rich person to do.
Like, he gives away money and makes money. That's the thing. If you don't know, Mr. B's videos take millions of dollars to make.
Yeah.
Millions.
And now he funds it with his own companies, with Feastables and Mr. Beast Burger and stuff like that.
Food chain.
He has
chocolate
candy
company.
Just candy in general.
And then you're also seeing Mr. Beast not just doing that, but also coming in commercials. He was just in a Super Bowl commercial, last Super Bowl.
Yeah. Wait, he probably got paid to do it too.
Wait, was he? Yeah. I didn't see that.
The Super Bowl commercials ain't cheap.
Well, no, it's the Super Bowl. It's a massive thing. It's people all over the U.S. watch the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Not just the U.S., maybe the whole North America, really.
Really?
Yeah, because don't forget, Mexico, if you don't know, the NFL has expanded its range. I mean, you know, sometimes
it's
they go...
It's gone into Canada and Mexico both.
Sometimes really? they go into, you know, Europe, play in Germany, France,
England.
You know, England every once in a while.
They went to Mexico City and played there.
Sometimes they go in Mexico City.
I don't think they've ever been to Canada.
No, they haven't been to Canada, but they've been to Mexico. And Mexico is big Raider fans, if you don't know. They are big Raider fans down there.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. This is some news to me. All right.
It's just, I don't know. I just wanted to bring it up because it's so mind-boggling how fast 13 years has passed.
Time moves. Well, it's not that fast. 13 years, that's a long time.
I just remember being a little kid and just finding his channel and falling in love with... Well, he made me fall in love with the horror games, just in general. I love horror games, and he was the one that made me fall in love with them.
Yeah. Some of his theories, though, were a little bit insane. Gotta be honest. They didn't... Yeah. I couldn't really connect them, but...
Some of them.
Yeah, I can understand that. And speaking of horror games, horror games are taking a big step into the industry for real. I mean, just
what's it called? The new one?
Let's take a look. I want to go back. Let's take a look of Five Nights at Freddy's. People or their kids or their grandkids and all that might know this game.
It's crazy how a parent and a child could both know what it is and be interested in it. Because when did it come out? 2014?
2014. Mm-hmm. First game came out.
2017,
2018, 2019. And now we're about, 9 years into the future. And there's a movie about it.
They could be 11. If there was a person who had a kid, they're 11. Both the parent and a child could be interested in the game.
That's insane.
Game franchise. Yeah, we're old.
I don't know.
People.
No, don't call me old.
We're getting up there.
I'm getting old, bro. And the thing is, it's not even.
We're not even getting.
Like,
we're
the
not
Last
even old.
Of Us. I mean, that game came out the same year Five Nights at Freddy's came. That's not really. It can be based on horror, if you call it that, but it's more of an action zombie game. It now has its own TV show. On HBO Max, now making millions of dollars. I just saw an actor won an Emmy Award for Best Special Guest Actress on that show.
Mm. Yeah, it's a pretty big series. I don't know why they're doing another remake of the second game. It came out in like 2018.
It's just going to be
it's just going to be basically polished. It's just going to be polished for the PS5.
Oh, they're remaking the game?
Yeah, it's basically a polish for the PS5.
It's already a beautiful game.
It is.
It's a really beautiful game. But you understand, when it came out, it was only for the PS4.
But it was still high quality.
It was still high quality.
It could be even better.
How much better can they make it?
Unreal Engine 5. Have you seen the stuff Unreal Engine 5 has done? It's Naughty Dog.
It's PlayStation. You never know what they, I mean, PlayStation made a lot of games for the PlayStation 5, which...
Spider-Man 2.
God of War.
God of War Valhalla DC DLC.
It is. Oh, dude.
I'm excited.
Like, they've made a lot of refurbished games for the PS5. We can understand that why. Because, you know, sometimes games can be... I mean, The Last of Us, the first game, got a repolish.
Remastered.
They remastered it for the PS4 because it came out for the PS3.
So it's just...
This is like a game that came out like 3 years ago?
Yeah, 2018.
2018, that's a long...
Last of Us Part 2 came out 2018? I thought it was 2019.
Was it 2019?
I know it wasn't...
No, it was 2020. It was 2020.
I think 2020, around that time, the PS5 didn't came out yet, but it was around that time it was about to come out.
Yeah. Because it didn't come out until 21. That was when it...
Dropped. So I think it was 2020. And Doomslayer also came out.
Doomslayer.
Mm-hmm. Doomslayer.
The new Doom game when it came out. Doom Eternal.
Yeah.
That's when that came out. It came out around the same time.
Yeah. Doom Eternal came out quite a while back.
2020.
Yeah.
That was a long time
ago. 4 years ago. No, 2020 was 4 years ago.
Doom Eternal didn't come out in 2020.
It didn't?
No, it came out longer than that because it came out around the time that
I can't look it up.
It came out around the time that The Last of Us 2 was around because Last of Us 2.
I think they didn't they drop like at kind of the same time?
Yeah, they dropped really close to each other. I remember because Doom Eternal didn't get any awards at any game ceremonies, and Last of Us 2 got like everything.
Yeah. Hey, and I'm going to be real with you. Last of Us 2, it kind of deserved it. I ain't being biased,
it kind of deserved it.
I feel like the graphics, the gameplay.
Of course, people were upset about the beginning.
Okay.
I'm not going to say what happened.
You can be upset about the beginning. It's sometimes actions can lead to other actions. But
the ending was amazing.
If you really look at that game really based on human emotions in generally, because you see how somebody else's action leaded to your own actions. And indeed, because you killed her father, which made her, you know, wanted to come and kill you because she wanted for her own liking, but you kill her father for your own liking.
It's crazy how far she went for it.
They came from Washington.
Yeah.
Seattle, Washington, all the way, what was they at, Denver?
Yeah, somewhere on the West Coast.
Somewhere on the West Coast. In Denver, and somewhere around Colorado.
Yeah.
Just to get revenge.
I just gotta say, Doom should have at least gotten a little something.
Yeah, I know. Doom's soundtrack should have gotten something.
Absolutely.
I said the soundtrack indeed. Now, the one thing about The Last of Us 2, their soundtrack is never... It's really not going to be different at all because it's really based on, like, a lone violinist and...
And it is your
guitarist. And really...
Mm-hmm.
Not really, like, major factor, but it's really just soothed, calming music.
Doom is not the same. Not the same thing.
Doom is not the same.
Like, if you listen to... which one's the one I'm thinking of?
Doom 2016?
BFG Division.
Mm.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, you are.
You hear that? Dude, you feel
like... You think you're going to go start working out.
You could tear metal apart. Like, mm-hmm. It is that intense. I know that the vibe for each game is way different from each other. Like, you compare gameplay from... Doom Eternal to Last of Us 2, you are going
to Animal Crossing.
Animal Crossing did come around the same time. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, shout out to Animal Crossing. They never failed to produce a game.
Exactly. Like, if you compare the gameplay from each, it's like, wow, this is absolutely... It was like a... Oh, it, what's... What?
It's a lot of diversity in the game.
And then I think what really made The Last of Us 2 like
a really far ahead game.
Because from the first game, I played on the hardest difficulty. And honestly, you know, it really didn't like, it was hard, but like it didn't really take as much thinking. I think with the second game that they did, they really upped it a notch, like really, really big. Because
in the thinking and making you plan things out, they really scarred
the resources. I mean, bro, you have to face off like 20 zombies in one area, and you have like 3 bullets and like 1 gun, bro. Like,
Just sitting there, like, oh no, I'm screwed. Yeah, I'm not gonna survive this.
And then you see tripwires, and you're like, oh, I can do this, this, and this.
Have you seen Doom Eternal's hardest difficulty? What is it? Nightmare.
It is.
One of my buddies played through it. You could hear the frustration. You could feel the frustration.
You could just watch it and like, be like, "This looks
there's
not
so
fun."
Not only is there so much going on, but you have to do so much in a situation.
It's like one hit. Everybody can one hit you. Basically.
Everything can one hit you, and there's so much everywhere. It is terrifying. And
I played that game.
And the
I
thing,
played
and
the
thing, there's
I played
like
both these
certain
games
parts in The Last of Us. The game is like, hey. You keep trying to do this. I'm telling you, if you want to get past this level, you got 3 bullets in your handgun, 2 bullets in your shotgun, and 1 bullet in your sniper rifle. You really think you're going to get past this herd of zombies without trying to play sneaky?
Yeah.
It's not going to happen. You're going to have to get through this a certain way.
Right.
You have to sneak your way out. It is... Oh, man.
And if I actually see... Like, if you can actually beat that level without, like... Literally using all your bullets. If you beat that level head on, making all type of noises, I'm like, I would clap for you, bro.
Yeah. Salute your solution, man. I salute you. We also salute this station, WBDG FM HD1 Indianapolis.
Shout out
top of the hour. But, I mean, I just feel like Doom should have gotten something. Now, the story in Doom, it's confusing. Like, I can understand comparing
is confusing.
Between Last of Us 2 and Doom Eternal. It's easier to follow whatever in the world's happening in Last of Us 2. Because Doom Eternal, you have no idea what's going on.
No.
Like, trying to understand that is like trying to walk into trig halfway through the semester. You have no idea what is happening. Doom is a game you play when you just want to... have an arcade shooter.
Yeah.
Kind of like Quake.
I mean, that's what it was at the beginning.
That's
just an arcade shooter.
It's what
shooter.
It's been for the longest time. And you don't think about the story. You just play the game, run through it as quickly as you can.
Yeah.
And just have a challenge. Last of Us 2, you enjoy it.
What do you think deserved Game of the Year this year?
This year?
And what won? Again, Baldur's Gate 3
Baldur's
won.
Baldur's Gate 3 won. Okay, I feel like...
Baldur's Gate 3 won, and people wanted Spider-Man 2 to win.
I feel like if Spider-Man wanted to win, it should have come out a little earlier. To give it a better shot.
It should have come out, in around June.
Personally, I think the new Zelda game should have won, mm-hmm. personally. And I'm a big fan of what Nintendo... People say Nintendo's been slacking.
The only thing Nintendo's been slacking in is their consoles.
That's the thing.
No, yeah,
it's
you're
just
right.
the consoles.
Their games are great.
Their console is that's the only thing. Their console is not next gen, but people tend to forget that they basically have they own probably like but Nintendo has one of the most biggest character like
images
on their roster, cuz you forget they have not only the biggest video game character of all time, Super Mario,
mm-hmm.
who had a movie the same year. Super Mario, coming Zelda. In with Zelda, Link, coming in with... They have
Pikachu.
They have Pokemon. They have so much...
Kirby.
Pokemon is one of the biggest things in Japan. They have literally one of the most biggest images on their name.
They have so much stuff that they just don't use. It's like...
No, they use them. I mean, if you...
Didn't they release a new Mario game? This year?
They did.
Oh, yeah, they did.
They did.
It was the new Super Mario Bros.
People say it was a really fun game. Great. It was different from all the 2D Mario games.
Yeah, and it was more like the Mario Wii. Remember that game?
New
That's
Super
what it was
Mario
more like.
Bros? Yeah. But I'm just saying, Baldur's Gate, sure, it won some awards, but it shouldn't have won everything. You know what I mean? Like, everything.
I looked at Baldur's Gate and I said, "Yo, this is the most boringest. This is the most boringest game I've ever seen."
What was the new Starfield? Also,
Starfield. I mean, Starfield.
And like, I think the best voice acting performance should have gone to Yuri Lowenthal, who is Spider-Man.
Yeah, like that.
If you listen, if you've ever played the game, you'll understand why. Because the amount of emotion and just everything in his voice.
I feel like that was pure acting. Not even just voice acting. I mean, you know they do motion cap too.
Yeah.
And all that. But I feel like that was just basically pure acting. That was probably one of the best actings I've seen so far, probably since The Last of Us games. Really. That was some of the most best acting for real.
Now, what I do think deserved the award for like community support and constantly sticking with the community was Cyberpunk, because that game, when it first dropped, that was...
Yeah, it was rough.
That was terrible. Literally, they had PlayStation... Nah. They told PlayStation 4 users, yo, this is not happening. We're going to give you your money back, though.
Yeah, it was like a scrap heap of code. It was terrible. But then it just got better over time.
Yeah.
The bugs became less. Then they dropped a massive DLC after making the show, Edgerunners, which helped them push...
That was
for the DLC.
That was something that they really needed. Because I feel like that really pushed the game. Because not only was that not the game was good, the anime literally had so many awards. Like,
and it showed the characters and like how they were the game. Like for starters, the game didn't really present Adam Smasher as like he was still the boogeyman of Night City, but in the anime, oh man. You get to see really how terrifying he is.
That was ruthless. In a sense, that was like, that story was kind of sad at the same time.
Oh, yeah,
like,
I cried.
Like, dang, like, living in that world, bro, you don't know when you're going to die or not, bro.
It just sucks. It's
crazy.
But the game definitely earned that community support.
Bro just got ran up on randomly, and with him and his mom in the car, and then suddenly, now him and his mom is in a crash, and his mom died. Like, just, what, bro?
I'll tell you.
That was so random, bro.
Now, let me tell you something that was more random. How did Destiny 2 get a possible nomination for in the same
Destiny
position
2?
That Cyberpunk was in for community support?
Didn't Destiny 2 come out, like,
2017? 2016, 2018, somewhere around there. It almost got it, but, see, the deal is, Destiny is not known for its community support. It's known for basically the complete opposite.
It's had a good year, though. It's had a pretty good year.
I mean, it kind of...
It's been a little better.
I mean, when they dropped Lightfall,
yeah.
Sure, they got their most player count when it first dropped, and then that count dropped way further. Because, man, if you ever play through that
DLC... I've never played Destiny.
Don't.
I won't.
That's the kind of like the catchphrase for anyone who does play. You don't play Destiny 2? Good. It's not a bad game. It's just that so much for it costs way more than it needs to.
You know what's the game that's never going to fail?
That being?
Fortnite.
Yeah.
Of course. Yeah.
Fortnite.
Well, they just keep innovating the game.
Fortnite.
Into new things.
Fortnite is never going to fail. Fortnite is never going to fail because I never thought, I'm going to be real with you, I never think kids, when we got older, like when we got 16, 15, I didn't think kids was going to play Fortnite, really. I didn't think kids was going to play Fortnite because the game got really harder. And because, like, I wouldn't say harder, the game got really more
competitive.
Sweatier, competitive, really. I didn't think kids was going to play Fortnite, but now I'm seeing like 10 to 9 or 11-year-old kids playing competitive Fortnite. I'm like, it's
sweaty.
This little dude better than me.
Yeah.
And I'm almost a grown man.
Yeah, it's terrifying. Like, how are you better than me? Stop that. Stop having more skills.
This little dude is winning thousands and hundreds of dollars, but I'm sitting here getting clapped and a box 1v1
in a casual round.
Yeah. That's how it is with Battle Royales. But I'm sad to say we're out of time. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry, but hey, it was a good first day back. We got to hear about what's going on in the life, where we're going to be going, how games are doing, how are we doing. We're doing good. Hope you're doing good, too. But deal is, we're out of time. That's been stated. Thank you, everybody, and we hope to see you on Off the Rails next week, 8:30 to 9:15.